2020 vision. Very simply, two letters today. 2020 vision is go. Those verses that Jill read to us are very familiar. We've probably able to read them without looking at a Bible. We can say them off our tongues because they are the Great Commission to the church. And the Duke of Wellington apparently said those verses are the marching orders of the church. Therefore, go. When you see a therefore in the Bible, it's there for a purpose. On your marks, get set. Indeed, go. Because go suggests action. Go suggests movement. It's a doing word. Go and make people who are going to sit in the church on nice, comfortable purple seats. Go and make pew sitters. Go and make congregations full. No. Go and make disciples. Disciples is a very interesting word. Because that's exactly what they did. They went and they gossiped the gospel. They went and talked about Jesus everywhere. And we, this morning, are the result of them gossiping the gospel. All those thousands of years ago, they went, they talked to them. They talked to them, to them, to them, and Christianity came to England. But notice that it also says of all nations, not just this country, not just nice English people who are smarting over a win against Wales, but all nations, disciples. Disciple, the word means the pupil of a teacher. You know, as we sit here this morning as disciples, let's never ever think that we can stop learning. We never get to the top of the pile as disciples. We're forever learning and moving forward and growing in our faith. Go and make disciples. Job done. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. We've done that. We've done that this morning. But there's another bit that we sometimes forget in those verses, and that's this. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So when we go from here, we go with God's presence. We don't have to go and think, ooh, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, because God has promised that he will be with us. I'm surely with you always. Always. Not when we think we need it, but always. The interesting thing is that Matthew started his gospel at the very beginning by saying, Emmanuel, God is with us. And he ends his gospel by saying, God is with us, so go. Green light, church, to go. And it's lovely because we've got Alvin and William this morning. I'm going to invite them now to come up with Michelle and just to tell us about something that's going on in Uganda, because Christians have gone. Oh, it's on your phone. Trendy.
Good morning, everybody. So, many of you will know that I work for Oasis. Oasis is a Christian organization working in 9 countries around the world. And we have a shared vision. So wherever we work, we all share exactly the same vision, and that is for Christ-centered communities. Community, a place where everyone is included, making a contribution, and reaching their full God-given purpose. So, very fortunately, back in October last year, I had the opportunity to visit one of the countries that we work in, and that was Uganda. And I was hosted by this incredible gentleman here. This is Alvin Muwezi. Alvin, come and join me. Alvin is the country leader of Oasis Uganda, so he works across country of Uganda. Alvin, I'm very blessed because having hosted me, I am now hosting him back in the UK. So, Alvin, tell us a little bit about your experience of the UK so far.
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning, everyone. Greetings from Uganda, from my family. And this is actually my third time here. So Enfield has now become officially my home. I'm here with William. William works with me in Uganda, in our Uganda office, and he manages our IT and logistics. And it's his first time here, so it's a special opportunity for him. And I want to thank you on his behalf for hosting us. My experience in the UK has always been special, more special, especially in Enfield. At a personal level, every time I come here, I get to have wonderful food. I get to learn a lot about the culture. I get to meet wonderful people. And it's always enriched me tremendously. So even when we were coming a couple of days ago and we heard about the current corona outbreak, I said, you know what, probably I'll be safe. The safest place I'll be is in Enfield, so let me get there pretty fast. And it's been amazing. We have a very special relationship, Uganda and Enfield in particular. I'll speak specific to the Oasis link. We have a strong partnership with the Oasis Academies here in Enfield, Oasis Academy Enfield and Oasis Academy Hadley. It's been a relationship that has been built over years. Most recently, when I was last here in July, Oasis Academy Enfield actually donated to us over 100 books to launch our first academy library in Uganda. So in Uganda, we run the Oasis Academy in Musoto, which serves underage kids. Underprivileged children. And we had never run a library there, so most of these kids never had access to books. But we got over 100 books from the Oasis Academy Enfield a couple of months ago, and so we were able to launch our library then. And then there's lots more that has transpired through this partnership.
So, Alvin, can you tell us a little bit about... We've been thinking about our 2020 vision, haven't we? So, Alvin, can you tell us a little bit more about your vision for Oasis Uganda?
So far, maybe for a bit of context, in Uganda we operate in three parts of the country. In the north, which is a post-conflict area, they just recovered from a very bad civil war in that part of the country, and so the rehabilitation is going on. We work with government-aided schools there to provide school lunches for kids in those schools. We work with six government schools, and we've been able, in 2019 alone, we were able to provide school lunches to over 3,000 children. This year, we want to be able to extend that to 5,000 children. And we work with these schools. They have land. We cultivate the land with them and the communities. We grow food, we train them on the post-harvest handling and the value addition, and we're able to feed those kids. We run an academy in the eastern part of the country. It's located in one of the poorest slum areas. And we work mostly with rehabilitated street children and also children from poor backgrounds who are not able to access school. So we run a subsidized program for them. And then we also, in Kampala, work with children who live in the slums, especially girls, and we provide a skilling program for them so they learn how to bake, hairdressing, tailoring, so that they can use those skills to either make some money, or we actually work with them on a literacy and numeracy program to help them transition back into mainstream school. So all these are important projects that we run, and we are hoping to expand them this year to double our reach. And it's really going to be an exciting year for us. And when Mandy was talking about the concept of go in this 2020, we are certainly going to go.
And Alvin, can you tell us a little bit about what are some of the things that you are here to explore? What are you hoping to explore while you're here in the UK?
Oh, that's exciting. So many things. I'll start with William and why this time I had the privilege to come with William. We were very fortunate last year. We partnered with a UK-based IT management service company called iTech. They are based out of Bristol. And they came to Mbale, to our academy, and launched an IT classroom. So they did something pretty cool. We got a shipping container and refurbished it and turned it into an IT classroom. I would confidently say about 90% of the kids in our school had never interfaced with a computer. So that has been a huge transformation in that community. And actually, as we speak, our current enrollment, we have more girls than boys. So hooray, International Women's Day. So William is here to go through a series of trainings with iTech. He'll be traveling to Bristol on Tuesday. And we are hoping that the exposure and the skills that he'll get will take us to the next level. Also, personally, as I visit academies, we are going to explore partnerships around cross-learning and how teachers over here can support our teachers. Because, interestingly, what we discovered when we launched the IT classroom was that even our very own teachers had no idea how to use computers. So we've actually had to first go through a series of trainings for the teachers before launching it out to the kids. And so William is here for that. We run a skilling center in Kampala for girls who live in the slums of Kampala. For those who do not know this, Kampala is our capital city, but sadly, 64% of Kampala is considered a slum. And these girls are predisposed to so many health and social risks. We have, since 2016, supported 650 girls to learn how to read and write. Most of them had no clue even how to write their names. But about 90% of those girls keep coming back to us and saying, we would like to learn a practical skill that can help us earn some money. So last year, we launched a tailoring program for the girls with 6 tailoring machines, but we got an oversubscription of 150 girls signing up for the training. So this year, we want to launch the bakery and hairdressing. So I am here to look for partnerships for any of those who would be interested in helping us grow our skilling center. And fortunately, from my last visit, I have been able to get some positive feedback. And so I'm taking this opportunity to follow up on some of those engagements, because the demand is too high for us to sustain in our current capacity. We have 650 girls alone who have signed up already. And you can only imagine if we now launch the service, they'll probably double. So that is part of the reason I'm here. And of course, we enjoy the lovely food as well.
Thank you. Thank you ever so much, Alvin. Massive round of applause for Alvin.
You didn't mention soccer.
Well, rugby.
Oh, go and sit down. Alvin and William will be around, of course, after the service, so please do go and talk to them. So let's hear the call of the kingdom. Lift your eyes to the King. Let his song rise within you as a fragrant offering. Hear the call of the kingdom to reach out to the lost with a Father's compassion in the wonder of the cross, bringing peace and forgiveness and a hope yet to come. Let the nations put their trust in him, because we've gone. Let's stand up.